www.longbyandauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KBOE Live and local. Good morning, sunshine. 28 degrees. It is 8:24.
President Biden making an unannounced visit to Ukraine. A military ceremony taking place during the president's surprise visit, which also came with a promise of $500 million in weapons and equipment ahead of the one-year anniversary of the Russian invasion. ABC Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell is in Kyiv with more.
Today, Biden announcing more military aid. Russia also looking for military support. Secretary of State Blinken warning his Chinese counterpart to not supply lethal military aid to Moscow. And this morning, the Chinese hitting back, accusing the US of pressing lies and saying it was America sending weapons, not China.
President Biden spent about 5 hours in Kyiv consulting with Zelensky on the next steps, honoring the country's fallen soldiers and meeting with U.S. officials. World leaders, including the president, now in Warsaw, Poland, where Biden is headed next to mark the one-year anniversary of the invasion. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KVOE Live and local. We're into ABC News headlines about 25 minutes earlier, and that was my bad there. I was so taken by Dr. Jan's smoothie here.
It's that about your health, your good health. Food, drink, exercise, recipes, all sprinkled with common sense. Welcome to the KVOE studios. Emporia State Health and Human Performance Professor, Dr. Jennifer Thomas.
Here we go, Dr. Jen, hello.
That smoothie does crazy things to people.
I'll tell you what, tastes really good. So,
good.
Describe that for me.
Oh, my goodness. It's full of things that are really, really good for you, but I think it still manages to taste really good. So that's kind of always been our magic balance that we're looking for. But it has a scoop of mixed berries, which, of course, berries is our topic today. So it has a scoop. The mixed berries includes raspberries, blackberries, blueberries, and strawberries. And so got a big scoop of that. It's got spinach, baby spinach leaves, and an apple, and a banana. And then it's got some stuff in it that you wouldn't expect, like some flaxseed and some olive oil and some of that good stuff you're supposed to have every day. But you're like, I am not eating this by itself.
You know, I notice in some of these smoothie recipes that flaxseed is in a lot of these.
Yep, flax and chia are the two big seeds that are really, really healthy for people. But they, my 12-year-old, when I go to make, because I make him drink this smoothie every morning, he actually has come to like it. But he always is like, can you leave the sand out? Yeah, he calls flaxseed the sand. I'm like, it's not sand, but I get that it's a little grainy. And it's better than mom making you eat it, you know, by the spoonful. So being able to mix a lot of types of seeds into a smoothie makes it much more palatable, and it's just a good way to sneak it in. And I know people that, you know, take a shot of olive oil every morning, and I'm like, no, I am too much of a gagger for that. That is not going to happen. I need it in something and kind of blend it in. And so that works. And then there is some dark chocolate chunks in there, so a little heart health action there. And then cherry juice helps with pain, and it helps you sleep. And so it's one of those juices you really want to try to work in every day if you can. And so it's got cherry juice, and then it does have hemp milk, which is my favorite, hemp plant-based beverage. You're not supposed to call it milk because technically, you know, that's for dairy. But there's all sorts of alternative milks out there, or alternative plant-based beverages, which are milky in texture. And so I like to use hemp milk because it's full of a lot of good micronutrients. It will not make you fail a drug test, just FYI. And it's got a really, really good flavor to it. So,
well, there is a lot going on here.
There is a lot of nutrition in that little, you know, I just gave you a little cup of it. Now, I drink a shaker of it every morning. So does my son. But it's just such a good way to keep all those nutrients in your diet. And you just got to drink a smoothie, you know.
Now, is this something you can pre-make then?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you can. It's better to have it, like, right out of the blender. You know, I use a Nutribullet. It's better. I tell people, if you have some left and you want to blend it up hours or a day later, throw another little chunk of banana and some frozen berries in there. Give it another blend if you can. You can drink it. It's just not going to be be more juicy than smoothie.
Okay.
It's just going to be a thinner texture if it's, like, sat in your fridge.
Okay. Well, that is that's spectacular. I think it tastes really good.
Good.
You see, your son has come to like it. Huh?
Yes. Well, like yes. It? Mr. Peaky Pants is Jordan's nickname at our house, and some of that stems from he does have food allergies. But so the first time that I handed it to him and I said, "I want you to try this," he kind of looked at me like I was trying to kill him, and he goes, "Okay," and he took a sip, and he kind of just did a little face like, okay. And I go, okay, well, here's the deal. You're either going to start drinking this or you're going to sit down and eat a banana, eat an apple, eat some berries, have some cherry juice, you know. And I started listing everything off. And he goes, no, it's good. I'll drink it. And so, yeah, that was the negotiation process at our house. And now he does. I'll sometimes in his, I'll put a little squirt of Nestle Quick, and it gives it more of a chocolatey, okay, chocolate berry type. I don't put that in mine. But for him, he's an active kid and everything. So I'll sometimes do that for his. But yeah, it's really, really helped him to increase because he's a texture kid. He struggles with a lot of textures, and so it's just a really easy way to get him to get, you know, you're supposed to get 5 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, and most recent surveys show Americans get 2.5.
Yeah.
2.5.
If that.
Yeah. Yes. And I know I've had some college students who, you know, and of course they're majors typically, and they're like, I get maybe 1, you know, and they're embarrassed and they want to do better, but they just need ideas on how to do it and do it in a way that is easy, affordable, and that's not going to make them miserable. And so this is one of the things in my class that I teach on behavior modification. This is one of the things I have. I let them watch me make it just to see how easy it is to just throw everything into your blender and then blend it up. And most of them are like, okay, I can do that. And if they want to substitute or switch something out, they can. So
this could replace like bacon and eggs then for breakfast, right?
It could absolutely replace bacon and eggs. And we were you and I were talking before I went on the air, eggs have many, many health benefits. And the good news about bacon, because I know you two love to hear good news about bacon, is it does not alter your blood sugar. You know, it doesn't have sugar in it. So just being fair, that is what some people, there are people that would, and dietitians even, that would make the argument that bacon and eggs would be better for you than, for instance, a bagel slathered with cream cheese. Because that bagel, if it's a white flour, you know, it's got white flour, it's got sugar. And so definitely if you're diabetic, the bacon and eggs would technically be healthier, or the better option. So it's so tricky. And, you know, we talked last month when I came back on about the whole meat thing. And, you know, things kind of change and we learn more and you got to kind of acknowledge things. That being said, don't eat bacon every day. That would be my advice. You know, it's okay as an occasional treat. And eggs are definitely something that, and we were talking about, I have one of my best friends, her daughter has chickens, and I have never been more thankful. I call her my egg dealer, and every week she brings me 2 dozen farm fresh, you know, straight out of the chicken eggs, and I am paying her double what I used to, because she's provided them for me for a long time. But I'm like, Cora, you are a rock star.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
You. Keep your chickens producing, and you know, she's busier than anybody that has chickens right now is busy.
Yeah, we have a chicken dealer that works here in the studio, at the station, and she's one popular person.
Yes,
I can tell you that
I bet she is. And you know, even prior to the price, right, the you know, shooting up in price, they just, to me, they taste so much better. And I don't know if this is because they're fresher, but they have a different kind of a more deeper color, and they just taste better.
Yeah, the yolks are a different, darker kind of richer color.
Yep. Yep.
I think.
So, but eggs are wonderful. And they're another thing that, again, unless somebody has like genetically high blood or cholesterol, you know, and they have to be very careful. Yeah, and we've talked about that years ago. There are things like eggs and shrimp that have naturally high occurring cholesterol, and they got to be careful. But for those who don't, eggs are full of micronutrients that keep your hair, your skin, your nails, just your whole body thriving. And so they're really good.
Dr. Jen, I wanted to ask you, maybe you can explain more about micronutrients, because I think this is a term that a lot of people may not have heard up until this
absolutely,
program.
Absolutely. Most people are aware of macros. Macros are your protein, your fats, your carbs, and your water. Those are the nutrients that most of us learned, even if we just took like a basic nutrition or science class at some point. Micronutrients are all of your vitamins and minerals, everything from iron and, you know, all your vitamin A, B, C, D, all of those. Iron's a big one because many people are iron deficient, but it's all of your vitamins and minerals that people tend to, here's the thing, in America, people tend to get plenty of macronutrients. We are not deficient in protein and fat, that's for sure, or carbs, most people. We're not deficient in those things. Unfortunately, a lot of the foods that people choose to get their main nutrients from, especially, like I was just saying, things that are white flour-based and have sugar added and all that, they're not getting the micronutrients. And so, you know, you joked about bacon and eggs, but the example that I use in my classes is, you know, if somebody grabs a Pop-Tart and a Mountain Dew for breakfast, you know, they're not carb deficient. They got carbs. But what they're not getting is, like I said, iron and zinc and vitamin D and the things that your eyes and your hair and your skin and your nails, that your whole body need, your organs, you know, need micronutrients to thrive. And things tend to shut down or just not work properly when we don't get those nutrients.
Dr. Jen, Dr. Jennifer Thomas with us here this morning, third Monday of every month, and we'll get all of the handouts on the website this morning, so you can log on to KVOE.com and get on the Dr. Jen site on our website, KVOE.com. Berries is our topic today, and wow, we kicked it off with a wonderful smoothie recipe that's just outstanding. Is that recipe on any of your handouts here?
Did I send it to you? I could have sworn that I forgot to attach it when I attached the handout, the flyer.
Is this the spinach berry smoothie?
Yeah, if you can post that, again, and people can, you know, if there's something they want to leave out or something they want to, you know, they want to use almond milk instead of hemp milk, that's perfectly fine. There's lots of substitutions you can make.
Well, let's talk about some specific berries and the profound health benefits.
Yep.
That we can get. I want to start with blackberries.
Sure, yeah. The four that are on that first document, and first of all, I need to give a shout out to Herbazest because that's who created these little infographics on each one, and they are really, really useful. They kind of just condensed all the most important, useful, interesting information about each berry onto a little infographic format. So it's very easy to follow. But yeah, the first four are the blackberries, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries. Those are what I call the safe ones. ones that most people have tried. You know, some people might eat them on the regular, especially in the spring and summer when they tend to be very popular. But all of them have. So what these infographics do is it breaks them down into the main applications, such as supporting brain function. You know, on blackberries, it says it supports brain function, boosts immunity, and promotes your gastrointestinal health. So that, like, should immediately, you know, get people's attention, especially if those are things that you are dealing with or are concerned about. Then it goes on to list the supportive compounds, and I will warn you, some of those are a little difficult to pronounce, but like on blackberry, it's phenols, ellagic acid, and tannins, and that just has to do with the different nutrients, the different phytochemicals. And phytochemicals are just something naturally found in some foods, such as fruits and vegetables. And the best thing to remember about phytochemicals, because it's spelled phyto chemicals, is to remember that they phyght, they fight disease. So when you see something like phenols, that's what those are, and they help to us to fight off disease. So, and then it does give the medicinal actions, and then at the bottom it tells, for instance, the best ways to use blackberry. You can eat them raw, you can cook them, you know, you can get them in a capsule, those sort of things. So I just really like how it lays that out. And the neat thing about all of these, if somebody does go on and looks at these, what you're going to notice is that all of them have these medicinal properties. And we've talked on here for the last 12 years, you know, how food is supposed to be medicine. And that could be protective or, you know, preventative medicine, or it can be curative, you know, medicine. And the curative, that it gets a little, iffy, just like everything else, because it might not work for everybody. But in terms of being kind of a proactive or preventative thing, I cannot recommend fruits and vegetables as a whole, you know, just as a whole category enough. But if someone were to say to me or to a dietitian or even a medical doctor, you know, what's the best, berries would be right there at the top of the list.
And you have, it's quite a list, blackberries, blueberries, medicinal properties, all the advantages, then how to use them. Boy, you look at blueberries and...
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
Yes.
Oil, cream, capsules.
Yeah, they do all sorts of things with blueberries. But I personally... Okay, so this last summer, just a little too much information, I ate a carton of blueberries a day. My husband was like, "You're going to turn into a blueberry."
You're going to turn blue, yeah.
I spaced it out over the day, but I love blueberries, and they are just so easy to eat by themselves, you know, by the handful. I like to put them in my yogurt, and then I have them in my smoothie. So, yeah, I did not turn into a Smurf. That's the good news. Little 80s
You're right,
humor
they,
there.
They taste good, though.
They are so good. And so those are by far my favorite, and I was able to find really good ones, you know, locally. And so, yeah, I pretty much so lived on blueberries, but I did get the other ones, you know, daily through my smoothie, but by far I consumed more blueberries than anything, and they are just so tasty. So, and they're like medicine. They protect you. So,
yeah. Strawberries, good.
Yep, strawberries are good. That's one that, you know, most people start eating as little kids, and there's many. The big thing there, if you look under the main applications, it helps reduce inflammation, and that's you know, that's internal inflammation, and that's something a lot of people deal with and maybe don't even know it. But again, fruits and vegetables as a collective, but also something specific like strawberries can help reduce inflammation. And when you reduce internal inflammation, it helps you to feel better overall. You're going to have
course,
more energy.
So. We're coming off, you know, the sweet Granada's chocolate dipped strawberry.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're really
big,
good.
Big and beautiful. Yes.
Yeah. See, and there's more strawberry than chocolate on those things. those are big strawberries.
They are big strawberries. They always find the good ones. So.
They do taste good. Raspberries.
Yep. Raspberries, really, really good. One thing, and like it says there, when I go to saying about curative, but it says it can help relieve diarrhea, which is not fun for anyone that's ever, you know, dealt with that. So, again, it's just good to know that that's something you can take, and, you know, and people typically take medicines too, but something to take if they're dealing with that or treating different infections. So, raspberries are one that are very, very diabetic friendly. They're very low in sugar. So, you know, safe than some diabetics, there's certain fruits they have to kind of watch and worry about with the sugar, even though it's natural sugar and healthy sugar. They still have to be careful of that because of their blood sugar.
What about cranberries?
Yeah, cranberries are actually one. If you were to go out, not that we would do this, but if we went out on the street and said, "Hey, what berry do you know that kind of acts as a medicine, like a preventative or a curative medicine?" I think that might be the one that people know because of the UTIs and bladder infection connection there. So it does mention that, preventing and treating urinary infections, and then it also mentions being treatment for stomach ulcers. So, and that, when it says the supportive, I think you say that I don't even know. Yeah. That's a long word. Proanthocy. And it has a lot to do with the different colors that are in them. But anyway,
it's A type.
Something magical. Yes, it's the A type of the proantho. But the important thing, you know, nobody needs to memorize that kind of stuff. The important thing is there's something in there that helps your body to fight those certain types of infections. So drinking that every day. And again, if you wanted to use cranberry juice in that smoothie instead of cherry juice, you could. Yeah. So you could switch it up. You know, cranberry, most people can drink it and not complain too bad, but it is very tart. And so, again, when you can mix it in with something, that sometimes helps.
And what else do we have? Is this acai?
Acai is how you say it. Acai, that's a little, it's less well known. It's starting to become a little bit more mainstream. You'll see it used in different things, but But yes, it has a lot of different, you can see the decreasing inflammation, reducing risk of metabolic disorders, has to do with your metabolism, balancing cholesterol and blood pressure. A lot of people really swear by the acai. So yeah, from there we start to get into...
Is that available locally?
You can get acai, yes, I believe at Nature's Paradise.
Okay.
And you can also get elderberry there, which we've talked about. It's not on any of these sheets, and but elderberry is a really healthy one. And so I know they carry that at Nature's Paradise. I'm pretty sure they have goji berries, too. I've seen those before. I have never had golden berry, but since Herbazest had the little info, I thought, well, maybe somebody out there's had golden berry. I just kind of pulled the ones that they have. What they did not have is, now I brought you another little treat. I don't know if you've tried a bite yet, but they did not have a infographic over one of my personal favorite berries, which I never, ever tried until I moved up. Right out of college, I moved up to North Idaho in the beautiful mountains, and everything up there is huckleberry. Everything.
Really?
Yes.
And it is
and
good.
So, yeah. And so, I mean, we had huckleberry syrup. What you're eating is huckleberry jam, huckleberry tea. I had huckleberry lotion and soap. They put it in everything because they grow very, very plentiful up there. But most people around here, these here parts, have never had. They're like, I'm your huckleberry.
That's
the only.
That's
they
don't, it. Yep.
They know the expression, but they have never had the actual berry. And they're similar to blueberries. So kind of makes sense that I, you know, immediately like them. They're a little different, but
in
they call them a cousin to blueberries. So, yeah.
Tastes really good.
Yeah.
Say when.
What's that?
Say when. People who've seen The Tombstone would get that reference.
Yes. Oh, yes. Val Kilmer's accent in that movie. Oh, he's a character in that movie.
Yeah.
Goldenberry. Okay.
Yeah. So there's goldenberry. And again, I've never had that before. It's got a really orange or gold hue to it, so I'm sure that's where that comes from. But yeah, so I'll have to look into that one a little more, see what I can find. But like I said, I order huckleberry stuff. You can't find it locally, but I get online and order that since I don't get to go up that way to the Northeast very often anymore. But it's always kind of interesting to know what grows more locally.
Again, we'll get these handouts posted. Great information.
Yay.
And it is, as you mentioned, Dr. Jen, laid out nicely.
A lot of
things to take in. Just log on to KVOE.com and click on the on-air tab at the top of the homepage, and Dr. Jen will be right at the top of the drop-down, and we'll have these posted for you to take and copy off or read at your convenience. Berries, healthy, top-notch, according to Dr. Jen, and we believe her. They believe her. A lot of berries to choose from, too.
Yep.
And then they're pretty much accessible year-round, I mean, aren't they?
Yeah, especially if you buy them frozen. And like I said, for smoothies, that's what you want to use is the frozen. And so like at Aldi, I get a big bag called Berry Medley, and it's got all four. It's got strawberries, raspberries, blackberries, blueberries, and they're picked at peak. You know, they're just beautiful. I don't mean to be dramatic, but when you open the bag, it just looks beautiful because they all just look so perfect. And berries can be frustrating because when you buy them fresh, they can mold pretty quickly if you don't eat them right away. So frozen is really the way to go. That nutrition is locked in, and they stay good.
Well, we know you are passionate about everyone achieving their optimal health.
I am, yes.
And you are going to be putting on a program here before too very long. What is happening, Dr. Jen?
Well, I have had about a little over a month ago, I actually did a workshop for the SOS employees, which are your neighbors down below, and did a workshop for those employees, and they just really, it was all kind of just different tips for healthy living, and it went really well, and they were like, this is just motivate, this is going to help me, and I got to thinking, you know, over the last few years, when we got away from doing a lot of typical things and doing things in person, I was like, you know what, it is time to kind of open one up, because I do presentations for different groups that if they invite me in, but I was like, it's time to do a workshop where I invite, because I've still before we went on the air, I have people, I wish I could take your class, and you know, but they don't want to like enroll in ESU for a degree program, but so yeah, this is just, it's a little workshop, and it's just going to be a very condensed version of my behavior modification class. We're going to try that smoothie, I'm going to make that smoothie, and a bunch of other stuff that they can try.
It's worth it. Right there, folks.
Yes. Yeah. And so, it's on March 4th, and it's from 9 to probably it'll go till close to 2. And I'm trying to do it before all the real March madness. You know, I don't want to cut into people watching that and spring break and all that. So I kind of thought, you know, first week of March, people really starting to hope that the weather's going to warm up. And, you know, people start to do focus on their fitness goals and just being healthier and living healthier. So it's only $40. They just got to shoot me an email at jthomas@emporia.edu. And let me know that they want to register. So lots of slots open. I've had some register already, but I'm just really trying to get the word out.
So do you have to cap this at a certain number?
I have to cap it at 40 because of the size of the classroom. Okay. And I just want to keep it also at a, you know, fairly, I want to be able to look them all in the eye and answer questions. And so that's a very doable number. So.
Well, we'll post this on the website as well, and of course we'll be talking about this because we think it's going to be a very informative and good opportunity for folks. 9 until 2, Saturday, March 4th. That's in the Hyper Building?
The Hyper Building. We're going to be in the nice classroom with all the screens all around, so it'll be easy to see, easy to hear, any all ages welcome, and I just think it's going to be fun, it's going to be interactive. Like I said, they're going to try things, and they're going to leave with lots of different kind of like these handouts, you know, that I bring you guys on here.
So if there are businesses out there that would like you to, mm-hmm. you know, talk to their employees, is that something that they can book through
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. You know, for SOS, I just heard from the wonderful Tara Schnackenberg, and she's like, hey, we'd love to have you come in and just get us going. And you know, and things change. We've talked about the, you know, information changes. Yeah. And so I was able to give them an update on some things. And absolutely, I would love to. Spread the health.
Yeah. Well, just, and the easiest way to get a hold of you is?
Email jthomas@emporia.edu, all lowercase letters.
Well, hey, great huckleberry this morning and an outstanding smoothie.
Thank you.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah.
And we invite you to log on to kvoe.com and don't forget about the Achieving Optimal Health program with Dr. Jan at the Hyper Building Saturday, March the 4th. From 9 until 2. Now, topics down the road, I think we might want to look at eggs.
Yes, I think maybe. We probably should break down, you know, the many pros, the kind of also the things to be aware of and just how they – and some people have an allergy, so we break down those things.
And I'm pressing Dr. Jen to look into lard. You're late.
Lord, help me.
Lord, help me with lard.
Lord, help me. Lord, help me on the lard. I'm like, okay, good.
Oh, gosh, I got to put that on the calendar.
Oh, my word.
We'll see if we can find out on that.
Okay, I promise.
Maybe it isn't something that, you know, we need to – we just have had information that lard is something that may not be as bad as a lot of people think.
I'm gonna do some investigating. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to do some investigating on that.
Dr. Jen, always a pleasure. Looking forward to seeing you next month.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, Dr. Jennifer Thomas, Health and Human Performance Professor, Emporia State, with a monthly visit here at KVOE.
Coverage of Emporia High Wrestling continues this week. Join KVOE this Wednesday and Thursday as we follow the Lady Spartans at the state championships in Wichita. Then this Friday and Saturday, it's coverage of the boys team as they compete at state in Wichita. We'll be there live all 4 days for complete play-by-play action of every match from the opening round through the championship finals. Postseason coverage of Emporia High Wrestling on KVOE is brought to you by
First Choice Plumbing, Dr. Todd Detweiler, Family Physician, USD 253 Emporia Public Schools, the Credit Union of Emporia, Walburn's Roofing, Hostess Brands, Shelter Insurance Agent Callie Medrano, Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, Moon Title and Escrow, OCL Garza of John North Ford, and Plumbing by Spell.